Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which they can answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone has the lead. Peter, she has 3 points. Paul Provenza and Roxanne Roberts are tied for second. Each has two.
Paula has the lead, That's an interesting development. I wonder what's going to happen. But in the meantime, we flipped a coin. Paul has elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. New York police denied a request by Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to lay a wreath at blank.
Ground zero.
Right. Democratic fundraiser Norman Hsu was charged with fraud in a case that prompted blank to return nearly $1 million in contributions.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. Apparently, in order to run for the Senate from Nebraska, Mike Johanns, the U.S. Secretary of blank, resigned on Thursday.
Secretary Turkey's.
So close.
Secretary of...
It's agriculture.
Agriculture. That was really close.
It was really close. An arbitration court ruled that Floyd Landis did indeed use performance-enhancing drugs to win the blank.
That Tour de France thing.
Yeah, Tour de France. Yeah. A Washington State man was arrested after he told border agents that he had blanked.
Crossed the border illegally.
No, that he had misplaced his backpack full of cocaine.
Cocaine. I knew that didn't sound like the right question. I had the right answer. You had the wrong question. Go ahead.
Officials this week scaled back their search efforts 2 weeks after adventurer Blank's plane disappeared in Nevada.
I'm going to go with OJ again.
No. Steve Fossett. A week after her disastrous performance at the MTV Music Video Awards, Blank was dropped by both her manager and her lawyer.
Britney Spears.
Right. A cat in New York who had been trapped in a tree for a week was rescued by firefighters who blanked.
Banged a gong.
No. Blasted him out of the tree with a fire hose. For a week, the cat ignored offers of cat food, eluded rescuers. So finally, the firefighters, standing there frustrated, they're looking up at the cat. Somebody looked over and was like, oh, we got a big hose. And the next thing you know,
wow, sort of like a feline civil rights.
They caught it. They were ready. They were ready with the sheet. They caught the cat. Cat's fine. An animal activist was observing, said, quote, it was so exciting. Everybody was cheering. Soggy cat was adopted on the spot. Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, and Paul has taken the lead.
Well done.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah. All right. Very well done. Okay. Roxanne, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Thousands of protesters gathered in Louisiana to support the 6 black teens known as the blank.
The Jena 6.
Right, the Jena 6. The U.S. and Iraq have set up a joint commission to look into the shooting incident in Baghdad involving U.S. security contractor firm blank.
Blackstone.
No, Blackwater, dear. Blackwater. If supporters pledge...
Half a point?
If supporters pledge $30 million to him by November, former House Speaker blank said he might enter the Republican presidential race.
Hastert.
No, Newt Gingrich.
Oh, no. God, I'm sorry. Now, you see, you got me all thrown off here.
Apparently. More than 2 years after he left the CBS Evening News, blank is suing
Dan
his former
Rather,
bosses for $70 million. Right. A police chief in Massachusetts is under investigation for blanking one of his fellow officers.
Impersonating.
No, belly bumping. Hundreds of people fell ill in Peru after a blank hit near Lake Titicaca.
A meteor.
In fact, according to a new study, 1/3 of men and 12% of women don't blank after using a public restroom.
Wash your hands.
Right. A New Jersey driver was saved from choking on an onion ring when he blanked.
Saved from choking on an onion
ring when he blanked.
Hit a tree.
Oh, my God. Yes, you're right. What he did was... He blacked out. He was choking. He was choking. He blacked out. The car swerved, hit a tree, airbag deploys, boom. Gives him the Heimlich maneuver, pops the onion ring out. Car sacrificed its life for him. Carl, how did Roxanne do in her quiz?
Roxanne had 5 correct answers, 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Roxanne has the lead.
All right. So how many, then, does Paula need to win the game this week?
5 correct answers.
5 correct. 5 correct. All right, let's see if we can make that happen. Okay, Paula, this is for the game. In a new video released this week, blank called on Pakistanis to revolt against President Musharraf.
Bin Laden.
Right. Showing their fear of recession is greater than their fear of inflation, the Federal Reserve blanked this week.
Cut interest rates?
Yes. The Senate turned back a bill that would have curbed the president's ability to sustain troop levels in blank?
Iraq.
Right. Illinois Republican Representative Jerry Weller is the latest GOP member of Congress to blank.
I have no idea. To go against the war.
No, to retire. Animal expert Jack Hanna was embarrassed after he got stuck in an Ohio airport turnstile with a blank.
Big bear.
No, a flamingo. After learning that the man who bought his 756th home run ball was holding a pole to determine its fate, blank called him an idiot.
Barry Bonds.
Right. On Wednesday, people across the world got out their eye patches and grog to celebrate International Blank Day.
Arrgh, tucked like a pirate day.
Right. A would-be bank robber in Ohio who got cold feet was arrested after he attracted attention with his blank.
With his big trash bag that he was going to put the money in.
No, with his sunglasses, his baseball hat, his oversized bag, and his long fake beard. Bank patrons couldn't help but notice David Lumpkin standing in the doorway in his special bank robbing suit. Trying to work up the nerve to go through with it. After his nerves got the better of him, they alerted police, who traced him using the license plate from his getaway car, which naturally was stolen. And they found his hold-up note, which was written on a deposit slip from his wife's checkbook.
You know, a guy standing with a long beard and hat and sunglasses and a big bag, that doesn't mean anything.
That could just be ZZ Top going to the gym.
Exactly.
He changed his mind.
But Carl, here's the big question. Did Paula Poundstone do well enough to win?
She needed five correct answers, Peter, and she had five correct answers. So, for 13 points, Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.
There you go.
Did I get five points?
You did. You got five. We didn't have to roll out the extra questions we had planned for you.
Jeez. Oh,